Ladies and gentlemen, this is very hush-hush. Tonight, the secret word is radio. R-A-D-I-O.
Really?
You bet your life!
The more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is,
the one, the only...
Groucho! Oh, you can do better than that. Oh, that's me, Groucho Marx! Thank you. Well, here I am with $2,500 for one of our couples tonight. George Fenneman, who's first to try for it?
Just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected a bachelor and a spinster, and here they are. Miss Dorothy Kent and Mr. Bob Davis, meet Groucho Marx.
And if you say the secret word at any time we're talking, I'll pay $100 in cash instantly. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. So we have a bachelor and a spinster, eh? Miss Dorothy Kent?
That's right.
In what town did you begin your career as a spinster?
I was born in Buffalo, New York.
And Mr. Davis? Bob Davis, huh? Where did you start being a bachelor?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
What is your occupation, Dorothy?
I'm a school teacher.
A school teacher?
That's right.
Well, why is it you never married? You're a nice-looking girl.
Well, I've never found the man who made more money than I did as a school teacher, even though their salaries are low enough.
You must have met some pretty low men in your... Would you think it too impertinent if I asked you how old you were, Dorothy?
No, I'm 43.
Well, you don't look it. You look
Thank
about
you.
33.
Thank you very much.
What about me? Aren't you? And Bob? How old are you, Bob?
Well, I'm approaching the half-century mark.
You have? Which century?
The half.
And why haven't you married?
Well,
Mr. Davis?
I just want to take my time. I don't want to rush into that. Seriously, thank you.
Well, frankly, you haven't been acting like a jet plane so far. How long do you think a man should know a girl before he takes any serious steps?
Oh, I'd say about 2 or 3 years.
You think people should wait 2 or 3 years before they get married?
No, before they get engaged.
Well, you're pretty near the slowest man I ever met. Are you sure you're not a statue from Pershing Square? Will you turn around? I want to see if there's a pigeon on you. Now, Dorothy, how would a marriage-minded woman like you encourage a creeping Casanova like him to pop the question?
Well, I think one way would be to flatter him. Or perhaps find his weakness.
Well, you have a weakness, Bob, that you would care to discuss?
No.
In addition to rushing headlong into everything. Now, Bob, what sort of work do you do?
Well, right now I'm in between jobs. I've done a lot of selling and, I'm just sort of looking into television.
Oh, you're going to sell the sets, huh?
Well, I don't know. I'm just looking into it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you keep looking into it. All the sets will be sold by the time you... Well, in other words, at the moment, you're at leisure. Is that right?
I fool around a little bit with radio.
Well, you said radio, and that's the secret word, so you just made $100. Here it is, and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
And you're going to fool around with television. Well, Bob, let's get back to the subject of romance. Tell me, have you ever proposed to a girl?
Yes, I did one time.
Well, how did you propose? I mean, what position were you in?
Well, you know, the old one-knee position.
What did you just say? Just out of a clear
Well, I just show? Asked her if she would like to be married. She was a little bit evasive, and she kept continuing that way for some time. And from time to time, I'd see her, but it just sort of withered away. I forgot all about it.
Well, tell me. see, it's a very sad story. Well, did you drop down on one knee every time you saw this girl?
Or... Oh, no.
She just kept withering away, huh?
No, I found out later on that, from friends and acquaintances, that she really, I thought I was in love with her, but she was really more in love with herself than I was with her.
Well, the three of you could have been very happy together. Now, what qualities do you think a woman should have in order to be eligible for your affections? You're a fine-looking broth of a boy.
Well, I think she should be kind and considerate, and, fairly intelligent, and above all, a good sense of humor.
That's important.
Oh, very important, yeah.
Would you say you had a good sense of humor, Dorothy? Yeah.
I think I have.
Well, let's find out. Tell us a joke, huh? Any old joke that happens to be kicking around, I don't care, Dorothy. Yeah? Just remember you're on the air, that's all. Right?
Perhaps you've heard about the deep sea diver who met a mermaid, and he was so polite to her that he died.
No, that's... That's a pretty deep joke, isn't it? Bob, what do you think of her joke? Would you consider that a good example of humor?
Well, no, it's an old joke, as I remember it. I don't think she told it all.
Well, it seems to me it was kind of short. Would you mind telling us the balance of it, huh?
Well, as I remember it, it's a deep-sea diver met a mermaid, and he died because he dipped his hat.
I don't know, I like her way just as well. See, your way, you know there's no joke. With her way, there's always a little uncertainty about it. I don't know why you two don't get married. Between you, you could go around telling jokes together. You could be another Baines and Allen. Well, it's all settled. We're all ready for the ceremony. You ready, Bob? Huh?
Oh, don't rush me. Don't rush me.
Bob, you better get going. If you get married right away, someday you can bounce a little grandchild on your knee. What a thrill that'll be. A little tot only 2 years old and you 196. Well, you're a charming and amiable couple. I think you'll be very happy together. Huh? If you were half the man you said you were, you'd get down on one knee right now. Huh? And you'd get down on the other knee, darling. Now, let's play You Bet Your Life. In just 1 minute, you're going to work together as a team for $2,500. Right now, I want you to listen to this. Let's see how well you two will do in the quiz. Fenneman, tell them how to play You Bet Your Life.
Each of our three couples has $20. They bet as much of that $20 as they want on each of four questions. The couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $2,500 question at the end of the show. Our other two couples are in a waiting room off stage, so they don't know what's happening out here.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. What question category did you select?
Cities on the Great Lakes.
That's right. Now, here's your first question. You have $20. How much will you try?
Ten.
On what lake is the city of Cleveland?
Lake Erie.
Lake Erie is right.
And we're off to a good start with $30.
Remember, this is chicken feed. What you're going after is that $2,500. Now, how much of your $30 will you try?
25.
I think that would be 25. All right.
On what great lake is the city of Gary?
Lake Michigan.
Lake Michigan is right.
They're climbing now. They have $55.
All right, you have $55, and here is your third question. How much are you going to bet?
All right.
55,
huh? On what lake is the city of Rochester?
Rochester, New York, is on Lake Ontario.
Lake Ontario is correct.
They're really on their way. They have $110.
Say, Dorothy, you got yourself a pretty hot potato here.
I think so, too.
I haven't heard a peep out of you yet, huh? You got $110. Now, here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the $110 will you risk?
$110. 110.
110. This is Diamond Jim Brady. On what great lake is the city of Sandusky?
On Lake Sandusky, Ohio?
The city of Sandusky is on one of the great lakes.
Lake Erie.
Lake Erie is correct. Yeah. $220 plus $100. Thanks and good luck. Don't sneak away now. They'll be married by 10 o'clock, these two. Now don't sneak away. You still have a chance at the big question.
Our next couple has been in a waiting room offstage, Groucho, so they don't know the secret word is radio. Just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected a baker and a housewife, and here they come. Mrs. Etta Daly and baker Luther McCann meet Groucho Marx.
And if you say the secret word at any time we're talking, I'll hand over $100 in cash instantly. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. Mrs. Etta Daly, huh?
That's right.
How long have you been a housewife?
As long as I've been married.
Gonna have trouble with her, I can see. What does your husband do, Mrs. Daly?
Well, right now he's training horses. He's given them their basic training, and in April he's gonna take two of them to the track. But
basic
right...
training?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Are they in the service? How did you meet your husband?
Well, this was back east, and he was a furnace man. He was putting a furnace in our house, but he was working up in the putting the ventilator in over the dining room. And while we were sitting there eating, he slipped on the rafter and he came right through the ceiling. It was a little house anyway.
Well, he fell for you, huh? Well, I don't see the connection between putting a ventilator in the attic and your getting married, huh?
At the time, I was engaged to somebody else, and after I met Melvin, why...
What happened to the other fellow?
He disappeared in thin air.
Just withered away, huh?
I didn't care what happened to him.
This is a big night for withering tonight. How many children do you have with this finest man?
One nice little girl, 9 years old.
Uh-huh. Is she as cute as you?
Cuter.
Cuter? Oh, pretty snappy looking gal there.
Oh, I bet you tell that to all the girls.
Well, I rarely say it to any of the men, huh? Does your husband help you around the house, Etta?
He's very nice and helpful. He gets the breakfast in the morning while I'm getting my little girl's lunch. He takes the garbage out. For school, I have to get her lunch made for school.
What do you do, eat the whole three meals in the morning? You must be ready to go to bed by 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, I'm glad that day is over. Luther McCann, I've been kind of neglecting you here. Are you married, Luther?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So you're a baker, huh?
That's right.
Well, tell me, Pumpernickel, exactly where... where do you do your baking, huh?
Well, in an oven.
I didn't think you did it in a manhole. I mean, what bakery,
Well, I'm with Humphrey's Bakery at the Farmer's Market, 3rd and Fairfax.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, Apple Dumpling, do you help your wife? Do you help your wife around the house?
No.
Why not? You're too busy bending over a hot stove, huh?
I work nights most of the time. Too busy sleeping.
You ought to eat some of your yeast cakes, then you could rise in the morning, huh? I just read a very revealing book about cookies. It's called Let 'Em Eat Cheesecake by Earl Wilson. Unfortunately, you can't get that kind of cheesecake in a bakery. Although they have some nice cookies there. Huh? Now, what's the most popular pastry you bake, Luther?
Well, most people sort of go in for those chocolate eclairs and those whipped cream and cream puffs.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty nice.
What's your recipe for chocolate eclairs?
Well, the eclair base is with water and shortening. And then you cook that together, and then you add your eggs and a little milk along with a little powdered ammonia to give them that blowed up effect.
I get that after I eat them, huh? Now let's play your Bet Your Life for $2,500. If you run your $20 into more than the other couples, you get the chance at the big question later. Fenneman's off stage to remind our listeners how much the first couple earned.
The Bachelor and the Spinster won $220.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. What question category did you select? Products of states, is that right?
That's right.
Now, here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you try?
$10, she says. $10.
Now, what state leads the nation in the production of corn?
Is that right?
Now, you can take one answer between you, decide between you, and then tell me.
Tell them.
Did you say Kansas?
Yeah.
Kansas?
No, I'm sorry. It's Iowa. Now you have $10. Remember, you're going for $2,500 tonight. That's the big prize. Now, how much of your 10 will you try?
That's all of it.
Any way you say.
You're going to bet all of it?
Mm-hmm.
What southwestern state leads in the raising of beef cattle and in oil production?
Texas.
Texas is right.
And now they're on their way. They have $20.
Now you have $20. Here's your third question. How much will you bet?
Let's bet all of it.
Oh, just bet 25. You,
well, you only have 20. How can you bet 20?
Okay,
you're not going down to the bank and borrow five, are you? Why don't you bet 30 while you're at it, huh?
All right, take a chance.
Let's bet it all.
You want to bet $20? What state makes more automobiles than any other state?
Michigan.
Michigan is right.
They're climbing now. They have $40.
You're climbing high up here. You've got $40, and here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 40 will you try?
All of it.
Now you can bet 30 if you want. You're going to bet 40?
Lady says all of it. You.
Well, is that all right
with
you?
That's okay with me.
What is the leading coal mining state in the nation?
Coal mining.
Pennsylvania.
No, I'm sorry. It's West Virginia.
West Virginia.
And you lost all your money, and we can't have that, so I'll give you one more chance. Answer this question correctly, and you'll win $10. And please, no help from the audience. Are you ready? Think hard now. Who is buried in Grant's tomb?
Grant, but I wish
General
I
Grant is right. Thanks and good luck. Now, in just 1 minute, our last couple will play You Bet Your Life, and then we know it gets the $2,500 question. Right now, pay attention to this.